Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Kids for Love Project, and we are live here at a different time, but it still works because we are live. And if you're tuning in for the first time, we are a Boston-based syndicated, fully producing internet radio station where we can produce live with video, anything you want. Podcast people come to us looking for to expand their listenership. If you want to know more about us, go on our site, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. You can see all the most amazing, glorious hosts, as I say, all serving everyone, the listener, and serving, as I say, with love and healing to the collective consciousness. So, again, we're live. Bob is in the house. If you'd like to call in, we have a super special guest, Mark Mancola, Dr. Mark Mancola, and you may have questions, so feel free to call in. Our toll-free number, 833-220-1200, 833-220-1200. Bob will put you right through, and you can ask your question. So, back to Mark. He is a nutritional therapist, quantum energy healer who has transformed more than 60,000 patients over the 35 years. Through his innovative genius, he has integrated ancient Chinese energy healing techniques with cutting-edge nutritional science and what he calls electromagnetic muscle testing, a one-of-a-kind approach that zeroes in on individuals' unique nutritional needs. He has authored 7 books. I've read a few, and one of the great ones, I believe, is Whole Health, The Whole Health Diet. And we're going to be talking about The Way of Miracles, Accessing Your Super Consciousness. He is actually the producer of an acclaimed documentary, The Way of Miracles, with a number of luminaries, which is Deepak as one, and Dr. Bruce Lipton. And you can get this documentary, right? You can buy it for $4.99, rent it, and you can own it for $9.99. And I would strongly suggest, I have recently just watched it, everyone, every human being that can watch a movie should be watching it. So without further ado, welcome, Mark, back to the show after all these years.
Thank you, Deborah. Great to be back. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let's get into, because it's been so long, what drew you to go in the direction of health, nutrition, and all of that? Was it yourself, your own body? Was it someone in the family? How did this all begin?
Many years ago, my brother, who at the time was, we thought he was healthy, but he had a heart attack at 35 years old. And so I watched him go through a hellish experience. And this is before there was any wisdom about diet and correlated with heart disease, long before. This is in the mid-70s. And my brother basically suffered, and I said, somebody's got to help him. And I couldn't figure out where we were going to get help from, so I decided to do some crash coursing on my own with nutrition, looking up research, studies, things like that, back at reference libraries, back when you had to look at a reference library and you couldn't Google anything. So I did a lot of research on it, found out some things he could help himself with diet and nutrition, and I helped him get out of the hospital. That was the beginning.
Wow. And so you went on and you received a BA in psychology, a master's in nutrition, and you're also a PhD in health and human services. So when did you become awakened? When were you realizing that we are spirit first and we are here in a human container doing our thing? But when did you realize that for yourself personally?
Age 12, believe it or not. I went to, my brother at the time lived in Massachusetts, and I lived in Binghamton, New York, upstate New York. My mother was driving up to visit him one day. So I went with her, took a ride up to my brother's house in Lynn, Massachusetts, and on the way up on the highway, I had some really incredible experiences. I had some trance-like experiences looking out the car window. And the car was going by the woods and by the areas that we drove by. As we raced past the woods and the trees, I went into a trance. I went into a deep trance. I didn't know what was going on, but I told my mother that I had all these
just
different
right
visions.
There with your mom in the car. It just happened.
At age 12. And I told my mother I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to be a doctor, and I was going to live in Massachusetts. She said, "That's fine, honey. That's fine." So she didn't know what to make of it. But as it turns out, I had some pretty good visions. That seemed to open me up and turn me around.
Wow. That's amazing. And you were at a young age, and fairly most of the kids are already still in that energy. And here you received all those visions and messages. So that is phenomenal. And that can make, I mean, once that happens, the whole world turns around for no matter who or what
age. That's exactly right.
Yes. So let's get into, the muscle testing and you utilize. There are many people out there, many practitioners doing muscle testing, and it's phenomenal because, as you can probably share, it's connected to the subconscious of the person, of the human. And so it's the subconscious that knows the truth. So how did it come about that you started doing the muscle testing and actually using nutrition? Because everyone talks about nutrition, but in this country, we allow 80,000 chemicals, and it's in everything. So is that part of why you were drawn to nutrition, and you are a true believer that it's a piece of how we stay whole and healthy?
Well, I, at the time, this is going back in the early 1970s, I was actually 21 years old, and I met Dr. John Campbell from Plymouth, Mass. And he was advancing a lot of new thoughts regarding muscle testing. And he had a lot of ways that he was testing food allergies, food intolerances, and things like that. And I studied just observing him. I just observed him, and I spent some time talking with him and socializing with him and picking up whatever tips I could pick up at the time. And I expanded my awareness on my own after that. That stimulated him. That got me turned on, got me turned around. And then from there, I spent a lot of time reading some books about it and studying a little bit more. I read Dr. David Leaf. I went to Dr. David Leaf. I learned a lot from Dr. John Campbell, Dr. David Leaf. They inspired me, turned me around, and I spent a lot of time advancing my awareness about muscle testing and started developing my own style out of it. And I did. I developed my own style completely.
Sure.
And I've developed a whole system now, the whole system. And the system is incredible. And we've had interns and associates in my offices for having remarkable experiences, turning around cancer patients, MS patients, people like that, doing amazing work. So the system works. The system is incredible.
Right. And it's unique to each person. And what I commend you with is, you're not only doing the muscle testing and tuning in and doing supplements, but you're actually finding which foods work for that particular human body. And everyone talks about nutrition at some level, but I've come to believe that it is one of the key components of staying healthy. And sugar, as you have talked in the you know, before, I believe, as well as in the documentary, sugar and carbs, those, especially sugar, but I know carbs turn to sugar, but that is a culprit when it comes to cancer and so many other ailments. But the cancer, it really feeds the cancer cells. Can you speak to that?
Dr. Otto Warburg, who won 2 Nobel Prizes in medicine back in the 1960s, did some extensive research on it. Nobel Prize, 2-time Nobel Prize winner. He said the primary cause of cancer is the fermentation of sugar. Well, sugar ferments, obviously. And the fermentation process feeds the idea of the antithesis of equilibrium, balance. So if you want to remain balanced, you got to avoid sugar and starch. I use the word starch. I don't use the word carbohydrate because I think celery is a carbohydrate. Apples are carbohydrate.
Right.
Artichokes are carbohydrate. Spinach is a carbohydrate. So we're talking about starch. We're not talking about carbohydrates. High starch.
Okay.
High starch is high. Got a lot of polysaccharide sugars. So sugar is the bottom line. What feeds cancer, what strengthens cancer, what cancer is attracted to. Cancer is dramatically attracted to sugar.
Yeah. Why is it so? Why do you feel in conventional medicine? I know some are. You hear people out there saying, well, my doctor has talked about that. But, you know, mainstream America, conventional medicine, they don't talk about diet as much as eliminating sugar because you have cancer. And here we are into this century we are in. What is your feeling? Why is it all about just because they're not taught in school? The physicians are
there's
not
an
taught.
Entire, There's an entire mindset. Corporate America is involved to some extent. Western medicine is involved to some extent. I think that there's a lot of financial componentry to it. I think there's a lot of money involved in the decision-making process as to what we make real, what we make unreal. I think we spend a lot of time making medicine a reality. It's pharmaceutically associated. A lot of pharmaceutical surgery, things like that. That's what it's all about. When it comes to preventing disease, we're not that focused. We're all about intervention and drugs. So I think we've spent a lot of time and a lot of money sealing our fate in that regard. And I think we should be spending time teaching people how to prevent, how to spend their grocery dollars on prevention. Big issue there. It's a huge issue.
Right. I totally agree with you. And what's promising is some of the physicians are going off on their own or with half a dozen other doctors so that they can spend more time and with the patient instead of 20 minutes, as well as they can use integrative medicine and blend things, at least utilize all the pieces that come together from to heal that mind, body, spirit. So I feel that it's promising, but it's taking decades to get back to what we used to do in the early days of the 1800s or even back before that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, here's what I'm disturbed by. Here's what bothers me.
Okay.
I mean, I have patients come to see me all the time. Many of them have cancer. Many of them have been fighting cancer in the ways that the traditional therapeutic process engages. They're fighting cancer with their oncologists and doctors. And then if they need to, cancer produces cells that are 17 times more active than normal cells. So when people have cancer, they lose weight. So when they lose weight, the doctors and the oncologists want to help them gain weight. They tell them to go to Burger King. You tell them to get milkshakes and burgers and all this stuff. And you've got a 2-time Nobel Prize winner, Dr. Otto Warburg, 2-time Nobel Prize winner, saying that the primary cause of cancer is sugar, fermentation of sugar. Well, and then you got the family, then you got the oncologist sending the cancer patient to eat burgers and drink milkshakes. So, I mean, I don't get that connection at all. It's just absurd. There's no excuse for that. They should have been evolved to a point they can actually jump over that ignorance and evolve their awareness at a nutritional level more acutely than they do.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so let's talk about the documentary, and it's very exciting, I have to say. And there's so many different things that the different people speak to within the documentary. So one of the things I love is that one of the, I think, doctors mentioned the mind is an illusion. And a lot of people don't realize that. I didn't realize that at one time. But it is an illusion. You get confused as to what's the brain and what's the mind. But the mind is what we utilize and create our world. Whatever we are in, we have created it. So talk about that for a little bit, Monk.
Yeah, we've also got the part of the brain called the anterior cingulate cortex. The anterior cingulate cortex is the part of the brain that imagines things and dreams things and produces an exact identical chemistry as if you really were experiencing those things. So reality is defined by biology. And there's a biology that's associated with this concept of the anterior cingulate cortex, the part of the brain that actually makes things happen at a physiological level based on belief, based on perception. So they did a number of studies up at Harvard back in the 80s, and they found that this one study in particular, they took people who are piano players, impresarios, great pianists. They had them play a certain piece, and they hooked them up to 256 electrodes. And they looked at the brainwave patterns of the musicians when they played their beautiful music. Then they had a group of people who knew nothing about music, never took a music lesson in their life, knew nothing about it. And they had them pretend that they were playing. They played the music, they had the headphones on them. They just imagined, purely imagined that they were playing those pieces. They didn't play them, they just imagined that they were playing. They noticed that the brainwave patterns were identical in the anterior cingulate cortex, identical. Same brainwave patterns as for the people who didn't play but imagined it as the people who really played it. Incredible, incredible. So the brain and the mind work together.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of accuracy is astounding. It's truly astounding.
Right. And we can, through that frequency, if that's the proper term, you can actually duplicate what someone else is doing because you're feeling that energy. Am I explaining that correctly?
You certainly are. You explained it perfectly well.
Okay.
I say that we have to, one of the most important things we need to tackle is an identity crisis. We have the identity crisis. As far as are we spirit? Are we spirit? Are we mind? Are we body? What are we? I think we have an identity crisis that needs to tune into the fact that we are souls, and we are wounded children. We're wounded children. We have egos that are wounded. We have souls that are perfectionistic, beautiful souls, beautiful souls. That's what we truly are. We truly are souls. We have the ability to override and to transcend far beyond our limitations.
Yes. What I'm saying to myself at times, because you get caught up in the, no matter who you are, I believe, and how awakened you are, and we're learning as long as we're on Earth, that there are times that we can get pulled into the earthly duties, and even though we're here learning and visiting, the bottom line is you can get pulled into that earth and be separated. And this, that's really, we're separated from God, creator, from each other, from nature. So what do you suggest, other than meditation, to bring the person back to that we are spirits and we're having, we're experiencing all these things to grow our soul? How can we come back?
The word is advanced consciousness, because I believe separation is an illusion. Separation is an illusion. Everything is, there's nothing but unification in the universe. We're all unified and everything. We're unified with all forms of life and all forms of energy. Energy is unified. It's unified. So I think that the concept is very powerful. It's unified, and anything that talks or thinks about separation is an illusion. And I think that the key is that we're part of everybody else's experience. It's all about consciousness. If our consciousness is trained, fed, and advanced in awareness, we work with our awareness, we work with our consciousness through meditation, through contemplation, through deeper states of alpha, theta, delta brainwave states, we can mm-hmm. actually make our brains and our minds merge together in very beautiful ways. And then mm-hmm. and there's a limitless, totally limitless, incredible.
Yes. I think as we get older, too, we're into more of that contemplation, almost need to process, contemplate, ponder, and to clear things, if that makes sense.
Sure it does. Blockages.
Yeah.
A lot of emotional blockages. One of the mm-hmm. exercises that I put together for my muscle testing plan, my muscle testing process,
mm-hmm.
we check into the past life experiences that were traumatic for death and birth. In other words, the average person has had eight lifetimes that have a connection to these incredible traumas and crises from birth and death. So every time we're born, every time we die, in different lifetimes we have traumas. And those traumas energetically lock up in our heart. I think it's really important that we take the time to lose those, to open them up, to let them flow, let them clear. That's one of the exercises we do in our program.
Yes, they say that trauma is one of the main issues that we all experience and that we hold that in our soul memory, and that's part of why we end up having our physical issues. So you, with your work, you have found is a common place with eight lifetimes, not nine, not 12?
The average is eight.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you find when you're doing your muscle testing, do you check to see at what point the patient is? Are they on their fourth lifetime, sixth?
Exactly. That's exactly what we do. We measure how many traumas they have from birth, how many traumas they have from death and dying experiences. And mm-hmm. the average person's had four and five. Four birth experiences and five death experiences.
That's neat. Well, we need to take our first break. I don't know where those 22 minutes went, but I'm loving what you're sharing, Mark. So everyone, stay with us. We are with Dr. Mark Mancola. If you want to get in touch with him, it's Mark. And Mancola is M as in mother, I-N-C as in Cole, O-L-L-A. So there's two L's, markmancola.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of DreamVision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Roy DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect, so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number four, classes.org. Sign up today.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on Feedy Baby or iTunes.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back, and Bob is still in the house to take your calls. Again, 833-220-1200. And we are with Dr. Mark Mancola, and he has, you've got quite a, you have accomplished so much, Mark. I don't know, well, I'm sure you realize it, but just for myself, looking at what you've accomplished since the last time we spoke, which was, I think, about 10 years ago, you've done some phenomenal work, and I thank you for helping so many and raising, you know, raising up the, you know, the consciousnesses, which is what we really need to do, the collective.
Thank you, Deborah. So that's very kind of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're just so deserving. I think sometimes we don't thank people enough for what they have done on the earth to help the human race. And we all need so much help because some of us are lost. And I'm jumping around, but well, let's stay with the diet situation, inflammation. We hear a lot about inflammation. Why is it that so many things create inflammation, and how can we work on reducing that? And inflammation is the cause of many diseases, correct?
151 diseases, yes.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So there's three different pathways, three different biochemical pathways. They're actually referred to as prostaglandin pathways. There's prostaglandin 1, 2, and 3. Prostaglandin 1 is neutral. Prostaglandin 2 is inflammatory. Prostaglandin 3 is anti-inflammatory. And they're all controlled and regulated by fats. There's good fats and bad fats. The bad fats are called arachidonic acid. They produce inflammation, which produces cancer, heart disease, arthritis, all kinds of bad stuff. So that, if you think about arachidonic acid, it's produced by red meat, dairy products, sugars, peanuts. Those are the egg yolks, not egg whites, egg yolks. Those are the four major triggers for arachidonic acid that cause inflammation. So if you want to avoid inflammation, you want to avoid red meat, dairy products, egg yolks, and sugars. If you want to increase your anti-inflammatory properties, you need to focus on alpha-linolenic acid. Alpha-linolenic acid has fatty acids that come from flax oil. It comes from flax milk, flax seeds. They come from broccoli, spinach, and generally green leafy foods. But those are your high anti-inflammatories. If you want to anti-inflame your body, your chemistry, support yourself with flax, support yourself with broccoli, spinach. And if you want to neutralize the neutrals, the foods that are neutral, the first category is neutral. You can convert those. They can be converted to anti-inflammatory, from neutral to anti-inflammatory. So things like your prostaglandin 1s are converted with what are called DGLA, dihomogammalinolenic acid. So fatty acids like DGLAs, black currant seed oil, borage oil, evening primrose oil, those are taken as a supplement, just one a day, just 1,000 milligrams a day. evening primrose oil is really good, black currant seed oil really good, and borage oil is really good. They convert the neutrals into anti-inflammatory. That's how you build up your anti-inflammatory properties. Focus on fish, vegetables, and anti-inflammatory conversions. Stay away from red meat, dairy, egg yolks.
Now, the egg yolks, there's talk about, or there's beliefs out there, that if it's organic eggs, there's less cholesterol, that it's better for you. What is your perspective?
I'm not worried about the cholesterol. I'm worried about the apelin, the arachidonic acid. The arachidonic acid.
Okay.
That's the chief inflammatory agent. That's the number one inflammatory agent. There's nothing worse. And that'll feed the cancer, the heart disease, the arthritis. That's a bad fat. So there's a lot of bad fat there.
Okay. All right. For myself, one of my favorite all-time foods is broccoli. I actually eat broccoli in the morning for breakfast. Yet it's a challenge to find organic broccoli, and I know that it still has traces of chemicals, but it's a whole lot better than not eating organic. But
there's a study done in California. There's a study done in California, 1989, a long time ago. They said that 90%. Of those foods that are not organic, they're missing 90% of their nutrients. 90% of their nutrients.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Such an important distinction.
Yes. Some people think that, well, if it's going to have chemicals, why bother because of the expense? But it does make a difference. And if you're not going... Yes, and if you're not taking the kids to the doctors all the time, then you're saving there.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So the inflammation is what I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it appears to be as much of an issue as eating sugar.
I think there's so many different negative aspects of inflammatory chemistry. I think, when you think about it, there's so many different ways that inflammation expresses itself. There's rheumatoid arthritis. There's all kinds of depression, anxiety. There's mental issues. There's emotional issues. There's physical issues. And they're all affected by inflammation, all of them. So inflammation is universally negative.
Mm-hmm. So when you have your clients and patients, and I understand that each one is unique unto themselves as far as their issues, their health issues, and what foods that they need to stay away from and what foods they need to, really devour. Do you see a commonality with many of the patients you have?
Deborah, what we do is we actually practice the muscle testing for foods. In other words, we find out that somebody is, we muscle test them. We check you for wheat, dairy, sugar, tomatoes, corn, whatever the case may be. We check all the foods. There's like 200 foods we go through. We want to find out how you test the your muscle testing. And we check the pulse, we check what's called the pass-fail. We check the pulse test. How bad is it? How good is it?
Okay, so if people that are listening and then beyond today, there'll be the show will broadcast again. What if someone out there wants to see you, make an appointment? How far out are you booked?
About 6 months.
Okay.
But I have capable interns and associates that I've trained over the years, very, very, very hard, very intense training. They're fantastic. They're getting great results. Like I said earlier, the system works. It's great. They're terrific.
Oh, wow.
Don't hesitate.
And are they right? I know you. I'm sorry.
You mentioned the film. The film is entitled The Way of Miracles. And it's in 153 countries right now. It's all over the world. So the movie's doing great. And there's a book that's written with the book is written to go along with the film. So there's a film and the book called The Way of Miracles. And there's a lot of information in there. People can actually obtain a lot of information by observing the film and watching and reading the book.
Yes, and you speak of the super consciousness. What is that real? I mean, what are you speaking of? Like in the movie, we're talking about we can heal ourselves. We don't realize the power we have. But tell us what your when you speak of super consciousness, what are you speaking of?
I'm speaking of the highest level of awareness that each one of us possesses. Each one of us is a soul with a soul awareness, a soul consciousness. We have that soul consciousness, which is our higher vibration. But we were in a universe as well. Universe has the collective soul vibration. So it's when you merge the personal soul vibration with the collective soul vibration, you have perfect super consciousness. We have access to that anytime we want. So it's a question of cultivating a connection, cultivating awareness, cultivating the consciousness that actually increases your awareness of and your connection with both those things together. So it's like you and the universe together. You and the universe are putting your consciousness on the line together. It's a universal connection between yourself and your universe.
Yes, yes. I get tingles just hearing you speak of that. We need to take our next break. Everyone stay with us. We'll be back more with Mark McCullough.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Bovee and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Are miracles real? Can you move from mayhem to miracles? 30 prominent authors say yes as they share their high fives and down lows of challenges, abuse, addiction, and love. Experience hope, the magic elixir of miracles, through the personal stories of New York Times bestselling authors James Redfield, Dr. Bernie Siegel, Sister Jenna, Reverend Temple Hayes, and many more. If you like bestsellers, Chaos to Clarity, and Crappy to Happy, you'll love Crying and Laughing Through Mayhem to Miracles. Sacred Stories of Transformational Hope, available now on Amazon and in bookstores worldwide.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. If you would like to get in touch with Mark, you can go on his site, markmincola.com. Mincola is M as in mother, I-N-C-O-L-L-A.com. Mark is also going to be at the Omega Institute June 21st through 23rd, so you can experience him there. And Kripalu, August 16th through 18th. So depending on where you are, you can choose either one. And he's right in Braintree, so he's in Massachusetts for anyone local. And as he mentioned, he has trained others. And you can check that out and connect and find out if he's near you or if they are near you. So, Mark, one of the things that touched me in the documentary was that, and it was about someone who was on cocaine and heavier energy, and you said that you go to your own soul not the clients. And I just love that. So you have evolved to the point where you know you can just go within, connect with the brilliance of your soul, and go from there to help the patient. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think we need to be careful about the fact that there's a natural tendency when you're compassionate to go to the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have all the compassion in the world, but the key is you need to have resolution from truth and purity. And the truth and the purity come from your soul as a practitioner and as a soul of interest and a soul who is interested in making a compassionate connection with the patient. So, I mean, I figure you can go to the patient. You're going to be drawn into their confusion. Your energy is going to be connected with their energy. That's not what I want to do. I want to go to my mm-hmm. soul's energy. I want to reach the purity of my soul and to affect the patient with the purity of my soul. Let the soul lead the way. That's the way our identity crisis works itself out. I see our identity crisis has the soul and the ego, and you don't want to get caught up in your ego. You want to have compassion for your ego, there's forgiveness for your ego, there's love for your ego. You want to help yourself. You want to through pure love and acceptance, but you want to make sure that your soul is leading you. Your soul is doing your divine work, all your divine healing work, all your divine growth, all your consciousness expansion, transformation. That's all coming from your soul.
Right, and your soul is love, and love is who we are. We just, you know, we don't realize it, but our higher self, our spirit, is love. And so are we, because we are souls first. So thank you for sharing that, because that's powerful. Not everyone realizes that if we're helping others, we need to come from that love place, that soul base.
That realization is why we made the trip.
Yes, yes. Yes. And so one of the other things that you were speaking of, let me go back, I'm sorry. When you are working with mental health these days, especially it's elevated since the pandemic, even with younger people, and they're struggling, and then others have their addictions, and it all seems to go together. Are you able to get to the root cause? And diet help, I'm sure the sugar is one, but are you able to help the person that has mental health issues and it's not a health issue, it's not a disease, although it is a disease, I should correct myself, but it's different.
We begin with the premise that everything is energy. That's number one. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. That's our starting point when we start to distill everything down to the causal roots. So there's energy that's common as a commonality between your mind and your body. So whether the person has a sickness that originates in the physical form, or whether it originates in the mental form, there's still a root system here that says it's all energy. So we work with the energetic properties of all the different things we tap into: the anger, the fear, the sadness, the grief, the anxiety. We tap into the mindset, we tap into the emotional component, we tap into the physicality of it, we tap into the whole thing, we put the whole thing together in perspective of muscle testing the energy. It's all about testing the energy through neurological support.
Do you think that some people, they would need to believe that there's a higher purpose in order for them to heal properly?
I think it helps, but I don't think it's essential.
Okay.
I mean, I've helped so many people over the years who were not believers. They didn't ascribe to the notion of a higher consciousness. But I think that's okay. I think that's okay. We can still do the same work. It helps. It makes it a lot easier, no question about it. But it's not essential.
Thank you for sharing that. One of the other things that you spoke of in the documentary, and everyone, again, when you go on Mark's website, it's markmancola.com, you can rent it for $4.99 or purchase it for $9.99. And I think every family should have it and have all ages watch it. And then next time as they get a little older, they watch it again. I think it's one of the keys to help families thrive and be healthy. And so many people want to have healthy kids. And it's a challenge today, I think, more so than back in my day. But
the documentary,
yes.
won 15 cinema awards, 15 awards.
Wow, excellent. So we need to pass that along, share that with as many people. So talk about the loss of innocence, where you go back and have the patient think about their childhood and see what happens there. But the term loss of innocence really attracted me. It's, we all talk about going back to our, you know, the child within us, you know, the cell memory. But that loss of innocence, please talk about that.
I think number one, it's really important that we take the time to understand and appreciate and to accept the most powerful love in the world is the love of self, self-love. And that's where everything begins, to love your soul, to not just love your soul, to become the love from within your soul. Your soul is what determines whether you're in a loving consciousness or not. So to have loving consciousness from your soul, to occupy that perfect love, that pure love, that's number one. Number two, I say people have a hard time loving their ego. Ego's not an easy thing to love. Ego's always making mistakes, always doing the wrong things, always falling to temptation. We forgive it, we love it, we heal it, but we don't have an easy time embracing it. So I say you need to tap into the reality that you're two things. There's two parts of you. There's an ego and a soul. Souls are easy to love. Soul is so easy to love. It's so perfect, so beautiful. It's so maternal, so paternal, so beautiful. So loving the soul that we are is no problem. That's the easiest way to love yourself. Loving your soul is easy. Loving your ego is not easy. So I say one of the most important ways to create that distinction and to easily love yourself is to tap into your vulnerable self, your wounded child, your child. I say you want to focus on your innocence and your deservedness. Those are the two T's. Innocence and deservedness. When you look at the picture of yourself 5, 6 years old, you see the innocence and the deservedness. That changes your whole perspective, about self. And yourself is so much easier to love under those circumstances.
Beautifully said. Okay, so is there anything else that you feel you want to share at this juncture that people need to know?
I think the most important thing is has to do with what I just talked about. It has to do with the crisis of identity. So, in other words, we're born into this world, and we're never taught from the cultural systems, never taught from the tribal system. You know, in the old days, if you grew up in a tribe, you had a lot of wisdom imparted to you, and you cultivated that wisdom as you grew and developed. We don't do that anymore. So there's no cultivation of wisdom. So I think we need to accept the fact that we're very stuck behind this illusional concept of self. Self is ego, and self is muscles, it's strength, it's money, it's humor, it's all the great assets. Myself is all judged and measured by what I accomplish, what I can do, what I have, what I do, what I develop in my life, and it's wrong. You need to tap into the fact that the soul, like I said a minute ago, is representative of the pure simplicity of self. It's unmistakable. It's beyond error, beyond limitation. It's eternal. It's a beautiful connection. So I think that the objective is for everybody in your audience to listen to what I'm trying to say about them tapping into their true self. You're all very deep. You're very beautiful. You're very soulful. You're very limitless, and you are very divine. You are clearly divine. You're beautiful, divine beings. Celebrate that and accept yourself, embrace yourself at a higher level. I think that miracles can be rejected, miracles can be accepted, miracles can be expected, miracles can be made. I say make your miracles by loving yourself.
I so agree. And then I usually say, because of most people on this earth, I say there's probably 99%, and I don't know, but it feels like that, that they aren't, they don't find value in themselves. And I say it so often because most of us have traveled that path and we're learning, and you wonder why is it so hard, but it's part of being on the earth as well. This is, we came here to learn, we came to make a difference in other people's lives, but I'm all about if you're serving, you need to serve yourself. It's all about balance and seeing the value in who you are, just as you are. You know, not 5 years from now, not 3 months from now, just at this moment, see the beauty of your soul and who you are.
Amen.
Yeah.
So Deborah, one of the things that I did in the book, The Way of Miracles, after each chapter, there's a spiritual exercise. And to the end of the first chapter, the exercise has the reader go to the nearest mirror and look in the center of your eyes. Look in your center of your own eyes for 10 minutes. No disruptions, no disturbances, no stopping. You look 10 minutes straight into your eyes until you observe the essence of your presence. Now think about what I just said, the essence of your presence. Think about those words, the essence of your presence. That is the most subtle, etheric part of your connection, the essence of your presence. When you look in the mirror and you see the essence of your presence, do that 10 minutes every day of your life. You'll reach enlightenment by the end of 3 weeks.
Well, thank you for that. I actually do that, but not for 10 minutes. So I am going to do it for 10 minutes because I can feel the difference if it's just a couple minutes. But I never thought, you know, you're busy, but you want to incorporate and be who you are. And so thank you, Mark, for that. 10 minutes, everyone. Look in the eye.
It's
the left eye, right? I've been told.
That's exactly correct.
Yes. You can get right down to the essence of who you are.
Of your presence.
Yes, thank you for that. So I always ask everyone, and we kind of touched upon it, but I want to hear from you. How do you see the world today?
I see the world in the context of the universe. I think the universe is this massive area, this massive field. And in this massive field, there's a place called Earth. In this place called Earth, in the midst of this massive field called the universe, there's a lot of interchange. The universe needs to go through changes. The universe needs to have adaptations, responses that are part of its rhythm, part of its dynamics. And as it goes through its rhythmic changes and its dynamic shifts, it affects the Earth because the Earth is part of that universal process. So the universe is changing, and the world is feeling it. So I think that we need to understand the changes we're going through right now are necessary. They're part of our evolution, part of our eternal evolution, and the universe has an eternal evolving process. It's always going through these different shifts, and it's going through shifts right now that look like they're bad, look like they're horrible, look like they're troublesome. But in the final analysis, they're going to lead to light, they're going to lead to openness, they're going to lead to wholeness, they're going to lead to love. So the idea is that you need to be patient, you need to be faithful. And appreciate the fact with your faith and your trust that the universe is working things out and it's channeling and funneling everything to the world, and the world is going to be a place of greater love, greater light, greater connection.
I love that. Do you see in our lifetime materialism falling?
I do. I think it's already happening.
Yes, it is. But I mean, really falling.
I think the answer is yes.
Okay.
I mean, let me say this. You acknowledge there's been a lot of change in the world the last year and a half. When did COVID start? 2018 or something like that? 2019. So with the amount of changing this world has been through in the last 3 years, 4 years, did you expect it could ever change this radically, this quickly?
Good point.
I mean, I feel like it's changing so radically. And it's only going to continue to do so. And I think that it's changed in negative ways, and it's starting to change in positive ways, because when negative becomes predominant, the negative force is positive. And the only reason you have negative is to become attractive, magnetic with positive. So I think that it's changing fast, like you just said, since 2019, changing radically quick. At the same time, it's going to start shifting more from negative to positive, because that's what happens. The negative calls upon the positive. The negative programs for the positive. So the only reason there is negative is so that it attracts and magnetically draws positivity to the front.
Where you have so much wisdom, what are you learning right now? What are you focused on in your lifetime to learn that you haven't already? And sometimes we have to, question, what do we know?
I think what I'm learning is I'm learning the capacity of my growth, and my wholeness, my transformational wholeness is far greater than I ever expected. And I think that I'm discovering that. And I ask God all the time. I talk to God and I say, look, I'm ready to go all the way. Don't baby me.
I can relate to that, yeah.
And I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Trust me.
You are. You already are. You're already there. Well, I want to thank you for this time, Mark. I've enjoyed talking with you and learning more from you. So I thank you for coming on the show. And we'll have you back before the 10 years is up. And everyone.
Thank you for teaching me how fast 10 years can go by.
Yes. Yes. It's not going to happen again. All right. So everyone listening, share the show. Okay. Go to MarkMancola.com and buy or rent the video, the documentary, Pass It
Way
Around.
Of Miracles.
Way of Miracles. Yes, thank you. And get his books if you don't already have them. They have revenue of wisdom that you can apply to your life right now. And for everyone out there listening, until we tune in again and meet again, from a place of love and consciousness, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.